Hello and welcome to a fight-filled episode of BJ Shea's Board Game Alliance, episode number 113. I am your host, Joey Chuck Norris, throwing 200-mile-per-hour fastballs or Velociraptor that knows Kung Fu D's. Hey!
You got it.
You auto-corrected.
Ah, I did, because I was like, wait a minute. Well, it's a Velociraptor. Either way, it'll be fine.
No.
Oh,
he wrote King Fu, and you said Kung Fu.
King Fu.
So, I mean, technically, you're wrong. But you win. You're right.
He beat me because I had a typo. So you were right.
I beat Sean in his own tricks. Of course, across from me, Sean 100% of Think 12 Games.
Oh, hey.
Josh Ali of the Omega Gamers joins us as well.
Was that Jerks and Gamers on the
Omega Jerks?
The Jamers.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm ready to play a little fun game called Super Fight. Vicky B is on assignment, but Josh, how can the Geek Nationals get a hold of us?
Go to bjgeeknation.com and you will get all the podcast, blogs, interviews, videos, links, and more.
Geek Nation. Nation and Nation.
Geek Nation. Words are hard.
We're there. I feel you. You wonder why? It's because we're already getting hit by these super fists.
Somebody had to screw up this turn. And since you didn't, I took it upon myself to send you to the Geek Nations.
I know Kifu.
Also, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, iTunes, and Audacy.com. AUDACY.
And that's where you'll find more. More things.
More.
Posts, our Toy Hall of Fame nominees, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Today's episode, guys, as I alluded to, is fun-filled because we are going to play the game Super Fight. This is where we argue about who would destroy each other in a battle.
Yes.
With some very odd combinations of heroes and abilities.
Okay, I want to warn you.
Okay.
Most of the time, I try to figure out how to form Dark Phoenix.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I'm going to attempt to keep it board game related.
Oh.
But probably fail and go Dark Phoenix.
Okay.
Just so you know.
I'm going to let you know that Dark Phoenix has never destroyed a war elephant in my time.
I don't know.
Don't give me that look. And Sean's going to, assemble Voltron?
Yeah. The most evil thing that I can.
Now, because Vicky's not here, this is going to be very simple. Two of us are going to pick cards.
Mm-hmm.
The third is going to be the impartial judge as we try to figure out who would win in a fight between.
Yes, completely impartial.
Yes. Sean loses.
I will get you your money.
You both tie.
Hey, I want my money back.
He got my money first.
Damn.
So I figured, to be fair, since
Wait.
What?
Your money only gets you a tie?
Yeah. Hey, that's a win for me.
You need to learn how to bribe.
To start it off, I figure I will begin as the impartial judge, as the host of the show, and let you and Sean battle it out, Josh.
Cool. So in Super Fight, which you can get from Skybound Games, find it online, Amazon, local game store, not that much. There are white cards, which are characters, I believe.
Yes.
And there are black cards, which are abilities or other fun, goofy things.
Tiny T-Rex arms might be a card.
Yes. We are drawing three of each. We're each going to pick one white, one black card. Then we're going to reveal those, discarding our others. And, you know, chatting it up a little bit, determining how Sean is wrong. And then we will add another black card to our character and continue yapping about it until Joey's sick of us.
That's right. And this is a random black card off the top that they have no influence over.
Yes.
Right.
Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad.
They're going to be bad.
And then and then I'll win. And then
somehow when Josh or Sean and I fight, and you being the impartial judge,
I still will win.
You I didn't sign up for this. This is not the tie I wanted. All right. So why don't we kick it off, guys, and you tell us what your cards are.
So the character I have is the biggest, the baddest villain in the galaxy, Darth Vader.
Really?
It's a good start. Strong start.
Anything about Darth Vader you want to tell us?
He has a lot of powers. He can force choke you.
I mean on your card.
Oh. he is armed with a shrink ray.
What?
So he just...
Why would he need a shrink ray?
He can just shrink you down and, you know, eat you
like
for dinner.
You've already lost.
Eat you for a snap.
You know why you already lost?
Why?
Because Miley Cyrus...
Yes?
At a wrecking ball?
No, a magical unicorn horn.
A magical unicorn horn.
Yes. So... Miley's magic versus your force that apparently not even you can use, so you needed a shrink ray.
Well, see, I can use the force, which is a magical power as well.
Yeah, my magic is better.
Your magic is better?
Yes.
Listen,
because
Miley.
It's Miley's magic. And old Billy Ray granted her the powers of godly magical unicorns.
I think you need to trademark Miley's magic and make it a cereal or something.
I think we need to talk to Billy Ray about who Miley's mom is with magical unicorn horns.
Well, even though you have your throngs of teenage fans.
Throngs.
I feel like my stormtroopers would...
Your stormtroopers would turn on you in a second, and they can't hit me, so bring your stormtroopers.
Well, I'll just shrink her down and have them walk over her.
They'd still miss.
Possibly.
Well, and technically, possibly is right.
I'm going with the magical unicorn horn. Can Aunt Manor right back up to full size?
Hmm. Possibly.
Definitely. I'm making this up as I go along. So,
all right. Well, let's see. What are the random cards that are getting added now to your characters? Because, of course, right now, I don't know. I got a favorite Darth Vader and his gigantic shrink ray.
Well, apparently Darth Vader has been maybe messing with the Force a little weirdly because Darth Vader is pregnant. And armed with a shrink ray.
Oh, now I'm a little worried now.
Now, you can't kill pregnant Darth Vader.
Miley can.
Rude.
Well, you know, long before, you got to work up to things, right?
Yes.
So, long before there was a wrecking ball, you got to start small. Like being armed with a crowbat.
A crowbat.
A crowbat.
So, we're just going to change your name from Darth Vader to Jason Todd. Because my crowbat, I'm assuming that means crowbar, is about to get voted most likely to kill.
Shrink you and
Darth
your
Vader's.
Crowbat down
again,
to the size of a toothpick.
Magical unicorn, we're back.
I hate to tell you this, Josh, but I believe Crobat is a Pokemon.
I don't know that.
Yes, Crobat is a poison flying type Pokemon introduced in Generation 2. It is a bad Pokemon and looks like a, you know, what is that, Gengar or whatever with wings.
I'm going with a crowbar mixed with a bat.
A flying crowbar is a little bit more dangerous. But all I'm imagining now is Miley Cyrus with a unicorn horn and a Pokemon. So she's essentially a magic mushroom version of Ash Ketchum.
Okay, so I choose him and you're going to die.
See, Darth Vader being pregnant is full of hormonal rage and wanting to protect their unborn child.
I will magically unicorn up some pickles.
But I need to protect my unborn child, so I'm even more
when
determined.
When have you ever cared about your children?
Not me. Vader. And a child inside me. You know, I'd want to protect that. Afterwards, whatever.
Oh, yeah, when you turn to the dark side?
Yeah. Exactly.
I have made my decision.
Uh-oh. Here we are.
I hate to say this, Josh.
No, you don't, because we came in with a wrecking ball.
No, I have to admit, I feel like pregnant Darth Vader is an alternate timeline Padme that ended up becoming Darth Vader with her shrink ray and is now going out.
I feel
out.
Like the judge is not playing his impartial role. You're not supposed to give him powers.
I have to imagine this fight, and all I'm thinking is that's not the Darth Vader we know.
Never take the mask off.
Plus, Miley Cyrus just loves doing drugs and mushrooms or something in your universe. She has a Pokemon.
I'm going to tell you both right now. Your Darth Vader version is Boba Fett. From the series, not the movie.
Wow.
So hardly worth a watch is what you're saying.
Now get back on your speeder bikes and slowly drive away.
Apparently, yes.
Well, unfortunately, Josh, that is one for Sean. I apologize, but a pregnant Darth Vader is just too scary, which means that because Sean is the winner, so he becomes the judge. All right, Josh, it's you versus me.
Yes.
Can you handle a disembodied head wearing a robot exoskeleton?
That's pretty cool.
This is Terminator. In my fantasy.
Maybe robot gun?
Fantasy.
Yeah. Where I am, John
fantasy
Connor.
Fantasy is a different word.
I get to be the hero.
Sure. What do you do with that robot head when it doesn't have its arms on there?
It's the bad guy. What I do with robot heads in my spare time.
Well, you'll never be able to handle Meatloaf, the singer.
Okay, not the food.
The food.
Who can turn invisible while singing show tunes.
But that doesn't make you very invisible. You're very visible at that point.
Yeah, do you want to be closer to someone singing show tunes?
That's fair. I do not. But I'm just saying I'm a disembodied head, so I don't know if I can hear because I have a robot exoskeleton. So I might be able to just turn that function off.
I think we've all seen Meatloaf what happens when he thinks you take your art supplies.
Things do happen. He does get very angry.
He was very angry. You will not mess with Meatloaf.
Well, let's see. Hopefully.
And I'm going to tell him you took his art supplies.
You should tell him. You want to know why? Because he's got Terminator's, like, weird effed up cousin coming after him right now, okay?
It's a disembodied head. That's not a machine head.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This could literally be, like, me when I was 4. I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, but think about it. It's got the brains of a human and the body of a robot.
Yeah, but the brains of the human is what I'm worried about. I don't think... I mean...
The crazier, the better.
It could be some certain political people right now and...
Look, I'm fairly certain Futurama did an episode where Richard Nixon got a robot body, and it went terrible for America.
It did not say Richard Nixon. This literally could have been that kid you knew in high school. Yes, that kid.
Yes, or it could be Meatloaf singing show tunes. Not very threatening, if
not
I might
yet.
Say.
All
right.
I maintain anybody singing show tunes is threatening.
Not, well, yes.
2 years.
To you,
yes.
But not to the world.
That's
this
true.
Could be to the world, especially when you add suffering from delusions of grandeur to it. I mean, this is the craziest person of all time.
I don't think that's a. I don't think that helps you. But Meatloaf, who can turn invisible while singing show tunes, because you still got to be able to hit something.
He does.
It's also 10 stories tall. So,
wow,
you're getting stepped on there, robot boy.
What if
ten
I told
stories.
You
that's
that
100 feet?
My robot exoskeleton is made of vibranium. They don't say it on the card, but
yeah,
it's there.
That's called a lie.
Nowhere does it say lie on my card. I'm just saying.
I would like to have that stricken from the record.
Which means I'm essentially Lex Luthor with an unbeatable body. I am Voltron.
It doesn't
Ultron,
say,
not Voltron. Ultron.
It does not say genius head. It says disembodied. You literally could just be a zombie head.
But this is my fantasy.
Robot brains.
What if Lex Luthor removed his body, got a vibranium Ultron-like exoskeleton, and of course he's suffering from delusions of grandeur. We already know that.
Here's what's going to happen. Close your eyes and picture this.
Picture it.
Okay? You're hearing some West Side Story coming out of nowhere. When you're a jet, you're a jet. You can't see anything.
Wouldn't it be really loud coming from something 10 stories
yes,
off?
Yes, but it's so loud, you can't pinpoint where it is. And then suddenly, Robot Boy is just squished.
Why is he Robot Boy? I respect him. He is Robot Man.
Who robot is man. Squished.
But he can't be squished because his vibranium is too strong.
Since Meatloaf is very enraged about the whole art supplies thing, he's invisible. So you just see you like pop and splatter. This is like Final Destination 18 or something here. You just see all of it.
Not,
yeah, I think the judge about ready to rule here.
No.
Like the 10 stories, that's really doing it for me. I don't see the robot, even if the robot wasn't destroyed by being stepped on by this invisible thing that came out of nowhere with booming music everywhere. Okay. I don't think it would be able to get up and push off this 10-story tall Meatloaf foot.
Damn Meatloaf foot got me every time. Well,
winner to Josh.
Yay!
I have been defeated.
So now you two.
I'll have to get my revenge on Sean here. Hold on while I pick my cards. All right, Sean.
Yes.
What are you?
Well, I am, as history has known, one of the great assassins of our time, the ninja.
A ninja. Mm. So stealthy.
So stealthy, but also adept at murder because he's also throwing fireballs.
A ninja throwing fireballs. Interesting.
Yeah. You're
okay.
Straight out of Street Fighter.
Yeah, basically, I've got a Hadouken ninja.
That's pretty good. You're going to notice a theme with my characters today because I am a robot. Now, get this. I'm riding a motorcycle. You tell me, Josh, the last time you heard a robot riding a motorcycle, who did it turn out to be?
A motorcycle?
A motorcycle.
A motorcycle.
Motorcycle is how you cut wood at 45 degrees going down the freeway.
That's right. I'm just saying a certain actor named Arnold Schwarzenegger have played a robot riding on a motorcycle recently.
So this is Terminator versus Ryu wearing a mask.
That's right. Now ask yourself, what kind of fire did they have to dip the T1 in to destroy him? It wasn't a regular fireball. This ninja has no chance.
I think my ninja will be able to, like, shoot you on your motorcycle. It blows up in flames. The fuel's all over you burning.
But the fire's not hot enough.
I agree, but now all I see is the exoskeleton version.
Sure.
Did you think this was my final form, Ninja Sean?
Well, I know that me riding a battle cat is going to help me take you out.
What is a battle cat? Are we talking
about a battle cat?
Wow. I mean, come on. It can't
I think
be
he gets negative
big.
Points for that alone, right?
It didn't specify what battle cat. This could be a tiny
There's
house cat.
There's only one battle cat.
There's only one. Cringer.
Oh, I mean, I'm impartial.
Okay, well, I don't know if this is going to help as much
just
as I want.
Just leaning into
to.
The judge a little bit here.
Well, Josh, I know that this is very frightening, I'm sure, for most people. And I think you would agree that if the T1 was wearing sharpened stilettos, that that would definitely increase his deadliness. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Don't worry about it.
I think the judge is not impartial. He has brought up the battle cat music.
No, I was trying to ring up the Terminator theme, but apparently that's not the first song on there.
Of course, because why would the Terminator theme be
I know.
The first theme?
The Terminator theme. So I'm going to jump on battle cat.
I bet you would.
And we're going to jump onto the now robot, because we've melted away all the excess stuff of your robot. And, well, Cringer's going to put him in his mouth and shake him violently back and forth. So you're going to be like half a robot.
Mm.
And then I'm going to use my ninja skills with Cringer to dismantle the rest of you.
Interesting. Interesting.
Did you say Cringer?
Yes.
Less powerful.
Less powerful.
So Josh, I want you to imagine something. Have you seen The Kingsman?
Yes.
Okay. So imagine the chick with the stabby legs from The Kingsman riding down a motorcycle dressed in that jacket that they had from T1. She comes upon on this lonely highway a ninja on a giant cat throwing fireballs, but she knows those fireballs can't do anything. They are bouncing off of that exoskeleton she's got. It's so strong that she just drives furiously at the cat. Ram said motorcycle into cat while jumping off in that cool position, you know, that the ninjas have, because she knows that Sean's a ninja. She's really sticking it to him. And she lands legs first with those sharpened stilettos right through the heart of the ninja, who is shocked by the amazing agility of the Kingsman assassin.
That would have been cool.
Uh-huh.
But he did say he already blew up your motorcycle.
You can't already blow up a motorcycle. It could be flaming and, you know, jumbling down the highway, you know?
It's flaming motorcycles tend to blow up.
They blow up, but it's on its way. The scraps, the flame is heading that direction.
Well,
highway to
I'm ready to
the
roll.
Danger oh, zone.
And while I think your far-fetched idea is cool, he did already blow up your motorcycle. But he unfortunately did revert Battle Cat back to Cringer.
Ooh.
Which obviously ran away. And the fireproof Terminator would probably destroy your ninja.
Oh.
Yes!
So fireproof ninja loses.
Ninja
Why did you use the word Cringer?
For people to know that I'm referring specifically to the He-Man Battle Cat.
I think they know.
Ah, what a shame.
We are not very impartial.
You flew too close to the sun
no.
with your knowledge there, Icarus.
That's how he got his flame hands or whatever. Fireball! Fireball! It's my favorite, one of my favorite YouTube videos. What do you do in a D&D campaign as the Wizard River?
Lightning.
I use fireball! Fireball! Always fireball! 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 Fireball!
So, now I propose round two.
Round two.
Round two will be very much like round one, only there will be a second black card drawn, but you will draw until it's something not good that you will give to your opponent.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Just to make things interesting.
I like it. So that means we are racked to Sean and Josh.
They are.
And I am the impartial judge, who really likes robots, apparently.
We'll just draw three normally, make our choice, draw one in, and then, draw two.
The one bad card. All right, guys, what do you have?
All right, Sean, I'm coming at you with a kindergarten class.
Whole class?
Yeah. 50 of them.
Well, classes are pretty large
50
these days.
Classes.
So it's an American class.
50 classes.
50 classes.
Yeah.
With?
That's the with.
Oh, that's the with. 50 classes of kindergartners. Wow. Yes. You're trying to overwhelm me with numbers. You're doing the Zerg rush.
I already did overwhelm you with numbers.
Well, I've got Chuck Norris.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Very adept at dealing with lots of things coming at him. And he's wearing skis. So his skis are going to be very useful at like pirouetting and like knocking all those kindergartners away.
I feel like I win with a stick.
Ow!
This is Chuck Norris we're talking about.
This is 50 creative kids that I don't care if they get hurt. Or, excuse me, 50 classes of like 30 kids. So 150 kids.
Yes, but Chuck Norris can deal with numbers.
Yeah, I don't know.
He can just punch numbers themselves.
I don't feel like the skis are helping you.
Oh, of course they. Did I mention great summertime? For crowd control because they're long, they stick out.
This is the beginning of the school year, and there's no snow. Your skis aren't helping anyway.
Well, he's not trying to ski around with them. He's staying in place.
I thought he just took the skis off and was beating them for a second. Quite from that image I got.
Well,
he's
so
wearing
them.
So.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
Yes.
So this kindergarten class, 50 of them, are all swinging a shark on a chain.
Okay, things just got interesting.
Whoops.
So that's a lot of children with sharks and chains.
That is true.
Where'd you find that many sharks?
It was a field trip to the marina.
My tongue can stretch and move at will.
Why is your tongue out around children, Chuck?
Come on, Chuck.
I don't know how much this is helping me. Maybe I can use my tongue to slap away the sharks that are coming at me. Using my skis to keep the children at bay? Because they can't get close enough.
I don't think you're going to beat, like, 150 kids with each swinging a shark on a chain.
He's got to be some pretty big kids,
though. But they
can't
get close enough.
Yes, they can. They don't need to get close enough. They have a shark on a chain. And there's a million of them. Where's not close enough? You can't get away from them.
I'm standing in the center, and I'm spinning around using my skis to knock you away, using my tongue to like slap your faces, and you're like, ah, gross.
Well, I got some bad news for you.
Oh, no? Yes?
Yes. Huh? Here you go. This is also you.
Well, that is kind of unfortunate, because I appear to be trapped in a potato sack.
The school fair day went horribly wrong for Chuck Norris.
That's going to make my skis a little more difficult. But your kindergartners who are swinging all those sharks, they're a little preoccupied, I'm sorry to
say. Uh-oh. They can't stop clapping. It's because they're so happy they're winning. Swing, clap, swing, clap, swing, clap, swing, clap.
Well, they can't swing if they're just doing nothing but clapping.
Oh, my God, have you ever met kindergartners? They can do anything. They are our future. They are hope.
Like this,
they are endless energy of annoying Chuck Norris.
This is a tough one. I don't know. I mean, the legend of Chuck Norris is, you know, lives on, but that's a lot of sharks. And clapping, I mean, that's some threatening children. I mean, they are clapping in a motion that lets them swing sharks at the same time.
Plus, think about, like, the time of year. Halloween just happened, and it's like, that's creepy.
That is true.
Blumhouse, again, we're coming up with some million-dollar ideas for you.
I think my decision is going to come down to the durability of the sack, because this sack could really render Chuck Norris pretty immobile.
Joey ponders Chuck Norris's sack.
Wow, the durability of it.
It's Chuck Norris's sack. Of course it's durable.
Yeah, but it's durable enough for like 150 children with sharks.
Of course, it's a Chuck Norris sack.
You know, this reminds me of Jason X when he put a teenager in a sleeping bag and beat other teenagers to death with the teenager in the sack.
It's impressive.
I feel like that's what's going to happen to Chuck Norris while in his sack.
Well, although this weird, awkward James Bond movie with starring Chuck Norris as a man in a sack, I'm going to have to go with the Rage of Kindergartners with Sharks. I just feel like even Chuck Norris couldn't do it. You want to know why? It's because the skis in the sack would make moving very difficult. Yeah. I mean, they'd be pointing everywhere. and it's Chuck Norris's sack, which is very durable, so they're not going to break through. And unfortunately, I think he's going to succumb to the armada of sharks that are attacking him.
Yeah, that sack was a tough beat.
Because it
you
rendered what should have been
kindergarten classes.
You gotta watch out, man. Clapping kindergartners with sharks.
So next time you're invited to a kindergarten convention next to the aquarium, maybe avoid it.
Avoid
aquariums. That seems like a good idea.
Well, next, I suppose that means that is I, Vishan.
It is you, Vishan.
Sean, why don't you start us off with a card?
I am flying at you, Joey, as a pterodactyl.
You're a flying pterodactyl.
I'm a flying pterodactyl.
As opposed to the sitting pterodactyl.
Yes. I'm flying towards him.
Oh.
I have bad news for you,
Sean. And as I'm coming in, FYI, I'm going to be shooting poison darts from my nose.
Ooh. That's deadly.
New snot rocket.
And normally very rocket. Threatening. To my disembodied head on an exoskeleton, I would have been afraid. But that is not what I have this round, for I have what you would call the ultimate king of the jungle. I have a cheetah who can control gravity.
Oh, interesting.
Fly you might, Sean. You shall be slammed to the ground.
Okay, so the former flying pterodactyl...
I think my poison dart is definitely going to make contact at some point.
To the fastest land animal?
The projectiles depend on gravity to...
Why is the judge voting?
I'm judging and gravity powers win.
See, Magneto could control metal, right?
Yes.
But technically, what's better than controlling metal is all gravity, which the cheetah can do.
And in Marvel tangent, there is a Graviton character that is very powerful.
You better hope your next card's real good, Sean, because your pterodactyl is effed.
Well, I believe it is, because I will be stealing your ability with a single touch.
Ooh.
Things just got interesting.
So I, too, can control gravity.
So this would be a cat and mouse.
Touch him.
But you got to touch the cheetah. The cheetah's the fastest land animal in
the world.
The bird
comes after the cat.
Interesting. Well, let's see if Shoot's tear gas will help my cheetah as it tracks you to the ground. I can control gravity and control the tear gas around me.
Oh, man.
That's pretty strong. That means I have a good AoE defense, so you cannot close distance now. This cheetah's badass. So the cheetah I wanted when I was 8.
I'll just be shooting you way up into the sky.
Cheetara gets some upgrades.
But what happens when I control gravity and slam you to the ground?
We'll both be up in the same place.
But I'll be covered in tear gas.
You'll be covered in the same tear gas.
I can control gravity and the tear gas. This is the one badass cheetah, man. All I'm saying. But that doesn't matter because there is one more card that I'm going to find.
I'm so sorry to say that you're a narcoleptic.
So I might be asleep.
You might fall asleep randomly.
Oh my gosh, these are all too good. Nope, you can't have that one. Nope.
Joey is drawing till he finds a bad one to give to Sean.
No, none of these are bad. Here we go. Oh. Sean, unfortunately, you can't see.
You can't see.
So he can't see some of the time when he falls asleep, and you just can't see.
You're a flying animal
that can't
see. So I have
a blind pterodactyl with snot rockets, poison snot rockets, the ability to control gravity, but I can't see anything. So I'm flying blindly while you're asleep.
Versus an godly level cheetah that might nod off.
Amongst its own... tear gas.
You know what? I don't even know if I need to go any further. Josh nailed it. I'm a godly cheetah against a blind pterodactyl.
I'm sorry. I'm too familiar with gravity-based characters.
Wow.
You cannot beat that. He doesn't need to be awake long.
I've got the same gravity power, though.
If you touch him, sure. I maintain he's not going. You're going to try to get next to him. He's going to be like, sit.
He's going to fall asleep. And then I'll go.
Maybe.
But you're blind.
Yeah, if you fall asleep.
But he's blind.
That's true.
There's no way you could find me if you were blind.
The odds of you finding him because you're blind. That blind really screwed you. You had a good point about he could be asleep.
This is like...
No, I'm sorry. The cheetah gets it.
Yeah. Oh, boo.
This is a great D&D campaign, though. You walk upon
powers.
The sleeping cheetah only to find that your blindness has allowed you to stumble and wake the cheetah.
And I don't know if you've ever played Final Fantasy VIII. But the Diabolos character throwing the gravity bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Always going through my head this time.
The impartial judge was once again not impartial.
I'm basing it off the powers. Gravity is a huge power. That is an OP card.
We both have two now.
That's right. And now it goes to me and Josh.
I have one.
Josh has to defeat me in our last game. I have two. Yeah. I beat you, Sean, twice, I think, now, actually, right?
Yeah, so I got the wild card slot.
Yeah.
Going into the championships.
Yep.
Can we break even?
You got
even?
Defeated in the playoffs. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Sean. So, yeah, here we go.
All right,
me
Josh.
And Joey.
For your second point to get a three-way tie, what is your card?
Okay. So mine is Steven Spielberg at his best.
Okay, at his best?
Yep.
Okay.
And E.T. probably other people. So Willy Wonka, armed with holy hand grenades.
Oh, pretty threatening.
Wow. Okay.
How's Willy Wonka's arm? I don't think it's that good. He's kind of old.
He does eat a lot of chocolate. Not going to lie.
The
but
question is,
you've got to imagine, he does come with an Oompa Loompa army.
Oh, I didn't know he came. That's fair. But they don't have hand grenades, just him. But they're sacrificial.
They're holy hand grenades. Come on, Ready Player One.
Well, that is threatening. But can it defeat a K-pop star being guarded by the Secret Service?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's it's a holy hand grenade. I win.
That's
game
the
over.
Entirety of the Secret Service. That's an entire government's worth of protection.
That's not helping your case.
At what point does your holy hand grenade go off?
Yeah.
Great point. Grenades.
Yes. Oh, grenades.
Yes. But many, multiple.
At what point do they go off? Like, at what count?
Whenever I need them to. Whatever is most tactically advantageous for me.
Okay.
You might
okay.
have hand grenades, Josh.
Yes.
This is not good. My K-pop star's hands are glued to his hips. Or her hips.
Mm.
But they don't need their hands because they have the Secret Service.
And I suppose they could sing to me.
And that's their whole point, actually. It's more of a threatening pose.
Well, unfortunately, also armed with holy hand grenades. And throw spears.
Spears and hand grenades.
Yes.
I have an entire Secret Service block.
And your K-pop singing is not going to bother me. I mean, I've been listening to Oompa Loompas for hundreds of years.
Actually, a little known fact, Sean, Oompa Loompas' favorite music is K-pop. So they're real big fans. So they're not going to help him out.
Betray me.
All right. Well, we have to find a card that will make... That's such a great one.
I literally cut to the exact same spot I cut last time.
Yeah, nice.
These are so good.
So who's going to stumble and fall? Oh, this matchup,
Josh. Unfortunately, your Willy Wonka is riding a depressed centaur.
And
I don't know if you know this about depressed centaurs. They tend to do whatever they want, and they don't have the will to fight most of the time. So I don't know if you're going to be able to do it. I mean, they also are, you know. Might drop a holy hand grenade or two in front of you. They just don't have the will to fight. They just want to end it all. Hmm. It's going to be taking down your own Willy Wonka.
But I don't know if holy hand grenades. I mean, that's about as OP as gravity bombs or whatever you had before.
But Willy Wonka's got to be able to throw them. You know, and I got guns.
This is for your Secret Service. I'm sorry, they're all 1,000 years old.
Ooh,
hey, that, well, I mean that they're not stormtrooper level bad though. They can still shoot.
1,000 years old?
Can they? Or would that finger break on the trigger?
Okay, I know that history doesn't have a whole lot of text on 1,000-year-old gunsmen, but if it's anything like my fantasies. No, I got nothing.
Well, I got when these spears hit your 1,000-year-old Secret Service guarding their hands glued to their sides, K-pop singers. You remember what it looked like when Thanos snapped somebody?
They got shredded. Poof. You know, I'd like to argue on this one, but I mean, 1,000-year-old gunsmen just can't even hold the guns.
Okay, the judge is ready to rule here.
Nah, I'm not surprised. Judge Sean, what do you got?
Yeah, so Josh has a little bit of a knock because I kind of threw out a little softball to see if he was going to hit it with the holy hand grenade. Clearly a Monty Python reference, and he failed in acknowledging that.
Never
there was a little bit of a knockdown there.
Oh, wow.
A single episode of
loses
Monty
a
Python.
Point. But, Joey, you had the option. Something 1,000 years old, that sounds kind of godly. Like, age doesn't stop you. You're 1,000 years old and still going.
I didn't
but you
think
did
about
bring that.
I
up.
Didn't. You, Sean,
so
you're right.
Sadly, You gave in to his convincing argument
that Thanos'd me.
It is money, your mummies, and yes, I'm going to have to give it to Josh.
But hey, chocolate bars for everyone.
You know what that does mean?
And that I
know
this makes shocking. Both of you have one. So here's my proposition.
All right.
An improv.
What you're going to do is you're going to draw a random one. Random, one white random one, one random black one, and that's going to be your person. And then for your second ability is you're going to draw a random one for your opponent.
All right. Oh, so
you'll have two. Two blacks.
This cannot
random.
Be
random.
I'm gonna draw a random one for myself.
Yep.
And a random.
And then draw two and choose one for your opponent.
No.
God, for all those
Let's go
of
completely
you.
Completely random for the
Completely
opponent.
Random, okay. Yeah.
For all the Geek Nationals that were rooting for me, I have bad news.
This is going to come down to your arguing skills.
Oh, boy, it really is.
We should draw a second random one for ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I am a Girl Scout who is really clumsy.
Okay. Girl Scout that's really clumsy. I guess pick one of those.
There you go.
All right. I'm Katniss Aberdeen.
Not a great start for me.
And I can fly.
Wow.
That's impressive, but have you ever been offered an armada of Girl Scout cookies before?
I will shoot them all with my bow and eat them. They'll be delicious.
Well, what if Katniss also was in a hot air balloon?
Oh, that's the one you're giving me?
Yes.
All right. Well, the one I'm giving you, clearly, is you're driving the Pope Mobile.
God dang it, Sean. Just give it to him. Don't even need to judge. Why?
Wait,
I'm not
we
even
get,
a
we
superhero.
Get one more black card for ourselves.
Oh, yep. Great. Yes. Now my clumsy Girl Scout that can't do anything right also is constantly taking selfies. I picked this randomly. This is ridiculous. I'm not even anywhere close to a fighter. I'm just like a bad Girl Scout who can't sell cookies.
Sorry, my headphones flew off from laughing so hard. Well, Katniss, that can fly. And what was my bad thing?
Oh, it doesn't even
In a hot air balloon.
In a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
She gets tired flying, so what can I say? Can I also duplicate one opponent attribute? So what were your attributes?
Well, you can constantly take selfies. You can be really clumsy.
Oh, no, I'm going to...
That was a May, wasn't it?
Yeah, it does say May. No, it says duplicate one opponent attribute.
Oh, you have to choose one.
So I'm going to go with selfies because how else would you become a famous movie star?
Who's going to win that one?
Sean, just think of the Girl Scouts. Do it for the cookies, man. Okay?
I can fly.
Are you one Girl Scout or are you Girl Scouts,
that's
plural?
That's a great question. Let me take a look. No, I'm just a Girl Scout.
You're a single Girl Scout. Yeah, I got to give it to Josh on this one.
I'm clumsy and I'm taking selfies. I'm going to break my iPhone.
You're driving the Pope Mobile.
And I'm driving the Pope Mobile.
You are safe. Why am I arguing for you?
Safe? You're an action superstar shooting arrows out of a hot air balloon while taking selfies, and I'm barely driving as like a 9-year-old girl.
Just so you know, I'm selling these photos to TMZ to make ends meet.
Okay, Spider-Man.
But Josh is the winner.
Yeah, I know. Give it up for Josh. I can't believe he had such a hard battle in that last fight.
I am the winner.
You are the winner.
And I win.
And you win.
I come from behind. The wild card to championship. It doesn't pay to play nice in super fights.
Thank you all for joining us. And as Josh said,
play nice.